Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black.
Isn't that cool?
This is my show, where we talk about God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Bloody Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. I'm joined with good friends all round. We've got Irish Show, obviously.
What's happening?
Next to him, we've got Jermaine, my best friend.
What's happening?
You're staring at that shite there to start the show.
What do you want me to do? He's still a guest at this stage. He's been on
matter.
Once.
I'm your best
friend. My ass. What? Guest.
I wouldn't put you in a guest.
Next to Jermaine, Grazzy Brizzle. That's
street
who we've
name.
Got on.
Grazzy Brizzle. That's my street name.
I'm going to stick
Just call me Graz or Grazzy.
Make my editing work harder, sure.
Yeah.
Great bass player. John Deary in the Heads, bass player, yeah. Correct?
Fortunately so.
Fortunately, yeah. We've played Jealousy in the Line. Unfortunately. Yeah. I like John Deary in the Heads.
Ah,
they're from where?
Londonderry, Ireland.
Nice one, cool.
Just for you, Joe.
Was
aimed at them.
Was
also.
That a shot taken at Joe already? Wow.
Well, hey, we had the last shot. That's all I'm saying.
What they say? Don't look up at your. What is it they say? Don't look up at your heroes. Challenge them.
Jesus, we've got the McGregor comments flying.
Respect
I don't know if they saw the last fight, but
you're doing nothing.
Didn't go as planned.
You do none that.
No, respect speak man, no, speak man. No.
And next to Grazzy Brizzle, is that right? Is Glenn Rossborough.
Hello.
Otherwise known as Rossborough, who's our musical guest today. Welcome, Glenn.
Thanks.
Good to have you on. How's
Thanks.
It going?
Good.
Stop smiling at him if you like him. Nobody can see.
Why?
Well, nobody likes him here. Nobody likes him. Your grandpa.
I can't say hello without smiling.
Hey, no, I've got fans, right?
Well, you are?
I have fans.
No, you don't have fans.
Leave me and them
I
alone.
I have fans, lad. They just falter onto you.
You three. One of them's here. There is easily 33% of your fan base in this room right now.
And it was a funny one too. The dick when I opened the front door, he's all like, "Oh my god, I'm starting." Fucking dickhead.
That is right. Now I have to edit this, right? So nothing racist, nothing homophobic.
We can't be racist, you mean here?
There's another one of that. That's a bleep. I can put a bleep there. Nobody will know what was said. It's fine. It's fine. I genuinely have to look through every podcast Joe's on from start to finish. So if it's 2.5 hours of recording, I've got to go by it. Hand by hand. Grazzy Brizzle, you're a fan of the show. Also happen to know you're a fan of the channel. I've been a fan of yours and pretty much every band you've been in and as a person. What's it like hearing the podcast and now being a part of it?
It would be more surreal if I didn't know the people around me.
Yeah. You knew Joe before?
Well. Of course you knew me. Sure, look what those people don't know, man. That's why I thought the question was you were
gonna,
I thought that's the question he was gonna ask that's why he started laughing. I thought you were like, so Bradley, how's it feeling with what you've done? That's why he started laughing because it was on my head.
I suppose it was Jermaine's people that sent them. So, you know. We could really start a war.
All I heard was curry me yogurt.
8.5 minutes in, I'm sure I'll have to cut 6 minutes of that.
Should I actually be controlling what I'm saying? Because that's so many complex.
No, don't, please. Just
don't
say whatever
that.
You have. I'll edit what I have to.
Right,
don't worry
that.
About it.
Just don't be slagging.
Don't wreck a good conversation, though. You know, like a really good one. Joe, Dimitris, and Andres were on an episode, and they did their best to make sure that I had to edit every 3 seconds. Like,
well, we knew it was off that weekend, so we were making a call for it.
I know the Wi-Fi in here, so fuck it.
Yes. Well, I just want to make it clear in case Mrs. B... I want to make it clear in case Mrs. B is listening at some point that we're not smoking in the house.
No,
of course not.
It's nearly Halloween. Any plans? Anybody got anything they're doing?
I'm getting drunk.
You're getting drunk on Halloween? You're not gigging anywhere?
No.
No. What day is it?
Not everybody's as greedy as you. Fucking greedy balls.
Fuck, I would love to get out of gigging. Halloween's a holiday. Holiday, yeah, totally for me.
Well,
what do you think? Halloween, Christmas? What do you
Halloween.
Prefer? Halloween all day Halloween. As well.
For what?
No, Christmas just, now, kids. No,
Christmas, the baby Jesus. Yeah.
Halloween looks better than it actually is. Do you see the images of the town?
I think that at Christmas.
Looks
the whole
badass.
Thing about nice, it looks fucking brilliant. And it's a reason why it is. But do you see when you're out, especially when you've kid, not even when you're a teenager or late 20s and you're out with your car out and you're trying to enjoy the experience. It's not that fucking good.
No.
Maybe going out and stuff,
when you see it, if you stayed at home or and you're watching it, if you say even if you're working Halloween night and then you see it the next day and you're like, Jesus, oh, the town looks cracker. I'm snapping, I must have. I'm dead going next year. You go next year and like, fuck is here, I'm going to the house with a car out.
Yeah, I don't really
my best
fancy
Halloween's
going out,
have been house parties like
house parties, yeah. House really parties and Halloween's are great.
Because your dad's
better than Christmas house parties, like, I think.
We done an 80s theme one a couple of years ago and it was fucking brilliant. It was a really, really good
on Halloween.
Aye. Well, it was the day after because we all had Wayne's.
So right. Wayne's is kids for an American audience. It's kids. Wayne's. Wayne's or Wayne's?
Hey, let me tell you something. Get your American artist. If they're not sure,
like Wayne's
one.
World.
Well, Joe is.
Oh,
man. Well, some of the names, you know, like Siobhan, let's face it, that's not so exactly spelled pronounceable.
Cahomie.
But you were on about what were you saying? You prefer Halloween parties and stuff like that? Or
no,
house
I'm
parties,
just,
sorry?
Aye, Halloween house parties are a lot better.
You're, you're guaranteed a ride, too, bro.
You're going to get something, yeah.
Death.
That's why it's guaranteed. Key. It's key hard. What she dresses up as.
Aye.
So.
Aye, but sometimes then you can't, I think, boy. With the costumes, you can't tell.
I live the best.
You know what I mean?
Aye, that's
you
a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game. Like, your cousin could be there. You know what I mean?
Or your dad.
And that's scary because you and your dad are looking more and more like every time I see you.
I'd like to think that he's getting younger and I'm not getting older then. That sounds like a cheeky bastard.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know. Every time I've met Norman, I've been like, this is basically Glenn. I'm basically talking to Glenn.
He's cool. Look.
That's cracker. That's really cool. I didn't even know you had it.
I'm one of the three people in there.
He's nuts.
No, because everybody else is down. Everybody else is down. Walked out on them.
That's just a city side.
I call my dad Casper. I've never seen him before. No. Wait, whoa, that's just a city side.
Is
well,
that a dad joke or a Halloween joke?
I wasn't going to go down that punk though.
You already did.
No, my dad know how to go on the road because of your crowd. They're still down Bundoran. I mean, tightening on them.
Made a fortune to
talking about tightening your own crowd.
The Bloody Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.
Jermaine, you've got the most kids, I think, out of everybody. What's Halloween like in a house full of kids? Do you do the trick or treating thing? Do you take them out and do all that?
No, I've worked the last 3 years, so.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think last year I done.
Would you deliver on Halloween?
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Great concept. Yeah. I thought you were going to ask him more down a serious note, like, no, you have the most wings here, like, no, how do you do it? She's like, because there's no reverse.
Well, it's
fuck, man. Don't be hating. I'll give you some you want.
No, fuck that.
The last time I remember you on Halloween, I don't remember myself.
That was a good night, actually.
Was
yeah.
it?
You were fine doing stars or something like that on the floor.
Snow angels.
That,
there was no snow, though.
No snow, it was just mud.
Top of the hill. Yeah.
Top of the hill, yeah. Just walking on a random hill, just laying there. Left him. I ain't even gonna lie. I left him as well. I just kept walking.
He did.
This way long. It took us like fucking
it was
an
Stephen
hour
Barr.
To get from
Stephen...
the bridge to the top of the hill. Like, I was like, nah, fuck this.
Stephen
Catch
Barr
up.
Saved me.
But look, I'm fucking pure must out there. Pure blanked out there. Now what happened?
Nah, no.
That's what happened
fuck.
To me
you
that night.
Well, nah, you can just go
that's
away.
What happened to me.
Fuck is this my show?
that's so.
That was a good night.
That was great. I mean, that must be.
Where was we? Strand Bar.
Yep. Last thing I remember is downing a bottle of Ghost Lager.
Yeah.
Somebody else must have bought it for you because you wouldn't spend the money.
It was only a fiver.
No, you still wouldn't have spent it. Justin, we wouldn't
deal.
Get the money for you if we had a gun. You'd lose your hair.
That's probably true.
Justin, they have a gun. He's American.
Actually, they all do.
No, not allowed. My dad's from Iran. I'm not allowed guns.
That's right. What was that? Why did
you silence?
I was waiting for something. I was waiting.
I wasn't going to tell about his business. Like, come on, man, like, this is doing mad stuff. No matter. All the luck, man. And I said, what are you saying? I said, all the luck, man. I said, no, I'm a Mars bar. I don't want a Mars bar, young man. The fuck you on about them?
It's the Irish version of Homeland. Homeland and away.
Homeland and away.
Home rule.
Glenn, what gigs you got planned? I mean, I've followed pretty much every band you've been in. So you're doing the solo thing now at the minute as Rossborough. What gigs you got coming up?
I've got a UK tour now coming up in December with DMAs, and then okay. I'm off to Europe in March and April with Amy McDonald.
Oh really? Yeah, cool.
I think I'm just about to get some more European dates for February as well.
That's cool, man. Yeah, Jesus. And how long would you be away when you're touring then?
Usually it's about 3-4 weeks.
Cool.
So it is.
So it's not so long that you're fucking.
No, well, it's
out.
It's not like a shite movie about a rock star thing.
Like, yeah. It's not 8 Mile.
Aye. That's a load of shit. Like.
When are you going? You say?
First one's December.
Not really. You do some riding and then tours, don't we?
Jesus,
I do not. Hey. Just my hand.
I'm only joking, but you'll definitely get one a night. But I tap them boys. You should chat. I just want to come for Brooklyn.
Geez,
that's a joke, by the way. Come fucking land in my house. It's your fault. You let me in.
I'll let right, you, man.
He's loaded. Where there's blame, there's a claim.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
I'm taking you to the cleaners.
I can get you a puppy, right?
Joe, what do you do on Halloween? Are you gonna taxi? Are you gonna work for Contact Media? What are you gonna do?
No, I'll probably taxi. I haven't actually done anything on Halloween in a while. Because I have a cracker idea all the time for a suit and or something to dress up as. And I'm like, I'll not work, I'm too fat. Unless I'm gonna go with the Ghostbusters for the Marshmallow Man or the Ghostbusters or something like that, or Buzz Lightyear. But, or what do you call your man out of Superbad?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. That's all or not. I'm not there.
That's you.
You've already came dressed up, man.
Throw dogs at the camera.
You and Bradley could go as Get Him to the Greek. You know, Jonah Hill and.
Aldo.
Yeah, Jermaine could do the P. Diddy.
It's the greatest thing I've felt in my fucking life.
Oh, jeez. I'm gonna cover the whole outside of my house in this shit.
My house looks like a fucking werewolf.
Did you feel that?
Throwing the bottles.
The Strand Cinemas like that.
I do it
every time, which obviously gets played out because my wife's like, I've heard it before.
Get Him to the Greeks, underrated.
That's a great film. Fantastic.
That was a brilliant.
I didn't like him at all until I saw that. And
didn't like you.
Russell Brand.
Oh, I thought you were going to say P.
Didn't like him at all. But geez, hey, brilliant in that.
It's about he's in the car after.
What part was that?
The adrenaline shot.
The adrenaline shot. Oh, and he's all, stop doing that. Stop doing that. It's making me uncomfortable. He's all, fucking.
I like when he wakes him up on the plane. He's like, Aaron, you're sleeping. You're sleeping, Aaron. Aaron, you're sleeping. Waking him up on the plane.
I think P. Daddy was very good on it.
Brilliant.
I thought he was brilliant.
Wee spoofy cameo of himself, definitely.
Just that we're on about films and singers and stuff like that there. Justin Timberlake has never let me down a film.
I like Justin Timberlake.
I think he's a fucking lethal actor.
Trolls is great.
What?
I have two kids, that's all I see.
Trolls. What's Trolls? What's Trolls?
Is this like the box Trolls?
You've seen Trolls?
No.
Ah, man.
What's it about?
Trolls.
Are you on about internet trolls?
You on about like
what do you call them?
Is it online trolls?
Aye, that's what I'm on
it's
about.
It's like the old trolls with the hair.
I was only joking.
Oh, I wasn't, you dick. I was serious. I was asking you. I was serious.
You thought they meant like cyber bullies.
Keyboard warriors?
Brilliant.
No, like the wee hairy toys, plastic toys. Bergens.
Oh, you know, like the Smurfs? But no, the trolls?
No,
but the trolls, the cartoon thing? Wouldn't watch that, boys. I don't have children. Grow
the Smurfs.
You're just obsessed with internet trolls.
No, I don't even. I'm not that. They wouldn't even know who I am. Wankers. Hit me up, Irish Joe, Facebook. Slag me.
Slag me
to see what happens. See what happens.
Slag means roast, by the way, if you want to roast Joe. What's your Irish... What's your Facebook for Irish Joe? Irish I tried to look it up, I couldn't find it.
Irish Joe. But have you blocked? Hey, doesn't matter, bro. You don't need likes if you love yourself. There's two people on it. My dog and my ma. That's all the fans I need.
Justin Bieber swag going on right now.
What do you mean?
If you like the way. You like that song?
Can't, and then you have a wee bit of tone in your voice. Keep it up, not get plenty of roast Stevens. Same fucking properly.
Do you know what? That's a. Why don't we just do that? Glenn, what? Do you want to play a song for us? Aye, cool. Let's do it. What's this song called?
It's called Burn Blue.
Yeah, and where can we hear it?
On the internet.
Than here.
All
over the internet.
Yeah, just the
if
whole
you
plate,
open though. The internet, it plays.
Porn tube.
Yeah.
YouPorn. Red tube.
All the porns.
What's a song about?
Blue waffle.
A blue waffle.
Oh man, no. I
please don't go down that road.
No. I googled it like 2 weeks ago, man. I had to make sure it was still there. Yeah. It's fucking right. Still there, like Jesus. Staring at you.
Let's fuck Joe out so that we can actually enjoy this song in peace. This is Ross Burrow with his original Burn Blue on the Bloody Basement Podcast.
I hear the floor grumbling, groan under my weight. But something more, I hear the crack, the glass is formed beneath my feet. Still I take the step, don't you know? This is all gonna fade someday, but I can feel my life slip through your fingertips until you burn blue, until you burn blue. Filling up our cup with everything. Still we want some more after dark, when we go walking among stars. I try and name them all, don't you know? This is all gonna fade someday, but I can feel my life slip through your fingertips until you burn blue, until you burn blue. And everything, I realize the devil's been playing my strings. Don't you know this is all gonna fade someday?
Mr. Black Pasta back on here with Irish Joe. Irish Joe. It should be like the Irish Joe Show. Irish Joe Show sounds a lot better. Your wee man Glenn, your man with a street name, and Jermaine from England.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
He's up rolling a Primark bat.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black with Irish Joe, Grazzy Brizzle, my friend Jermaine, and my musical guest, Ross Burrow, and that was his song, Burn Blue. Fuck, that's fantastic. You know what? The video is great. I've seen it on YouTube, but hearing it live is just such a much bigger treat than just watching it on YouTube.
Thanks very much.
But that's not an insult. the YouTube thing is really, really good too. The video on YouTube is really good.
It was brilliant. No,
but it's nice to be in the same room with you.
Thank you. But it was good. But anyway, so I don't care. My introduction was far better.
Links in the description.
My introduction was far. God, shut up, lad. Really? Well, listen to Glenn again because he is good. But my introduction was far better than yours here now. So no, we'll do. We'll ask the fans. They listen to it.
Okay. Well, go for it.
We'll ask them. They listen to it. And which they preferred. Yours all. Dude, Rob. Yeah. And me just being. Hey, there is Joe Show. Your man, Glenn. Your man with no name. And all right. You see.
Oh, the description on this podcast is going to be fucking tough.
I didn't say you had no name. It says he did.
Right. If you liked Joe's outro better than my outro, just write the Bloody Basement Podcast at gmail.com and let me know. He'll never see them. I'll never. Somebody will. I tell you who's gonna send the email. It's gonna be fucking Grizzle Brizzy.
Well, at least somebody in here's gonna
Grizzy Brizzle.
It's gonna be Greybrush over here.
Well, I'm better in getting one than you getting none.
Jesus.
Respect that man, ice cream van.
GB. I'm gonna call you GB, like sorry. Great Britain. GB.
I rub it on that.
Right, Joe. You wanted to give a shout out to somebody.
Oh, I mean, we brought Jay in America. Not to any what part, because he gets immigrated.
New York.
New York, going to stick
to you're not going to sing him a song, though, no?
Sing him a song?
Your brother.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You were gonna freestyle for him.
What? Freestyle at him? Why?
Apparently he listens to the show, and that was your whole thing. You wanted to surprise him with a freestyle.
I have a contract, lad. Not really,
contract media?
Contract media, lad. It's all saying, though. Blood.
We could all do instruments, too.
We could...
You lay on a bass line, Glenn.
Jeez, that would be great. Hey,
why does Glenn only get to do the bit?
I don't know. Jermaine can be bass guitar, actually. Sorry.
Don't give him a wee triangle.
Bit racist, to be fair.
No, well, you were giving them a wee triangle.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, give him the triangle. It'd be alright.
I was, yeah. Well,
nobody can hear.
Can you play the triangle properly?
Well, you can't play that one. It's about a wood. What are you talking about?
A wooden triangle? Is that like just a coat hanger, basically?
Well, you can hand it then.
Oh, God. Tell me something. I don't know what your fucking name is now. What is it?
Whatever. Grazzy Brizzle.
Grazzy Brizzle. I love it. It's actually a cool name. You just sound like somebody who shoots children.
Grazzy Brizzle.
No, I think it just sounds like somebody would shoot children for money.
The vowels are just very, it's like a dyslexic twist for me.
Thank you.
Grazzy Brizzle.
So you sound like, you're like Snoop Dogg's third, fourth cousin. Grazzy Frizzle, my nizzle, no, go for it.
Grazzy Brizzle.
No, Grazzy Brizzle. There's no nizzle or frizzle.
Grazzy Brizzle, my frizzle.
Grazzy Brizzle. All that.
Grazzy Frizzle.
Grazzy Fritzel.
Oh! So you were
so Grazzy Fritzel. Nice. Grazzy Fritzel.
Grazzy Fritzel, that's fucking
Grazzy
fantastic.
Grazzy Fritzel. What the fuck is Grazzy Fritzel?
I'll take that. That's actually even better.
Fritzel. You don't know
Joe Joseph Fritzel.
Joe Fritzel. Fritz in
Jesus
your cage.
Christ. The fuck. You don't want to be named after that fucking monster.
So what, Glenn, what's
Ash
your...
Don't stain glass.
What's your YouTube channel?
Rossborough Official.
Rossborough?
Yeah.
You got a blue tick there as well.
I got blue tick on Facebook.
Did you get verified on Twitter? Yeah. Happy verification day to you.
Mr. Black Pastas. Bloody Basement Podcast.
We need the real Glenn Rossborough in this room. We want you to
but
fire
I love that
end
song.
Irish Joe's reign. He is our fucking little shitty Conor McGregor. We need some fucking...
That's literally shitty here. Conor McGregor. You were wanking over him on Facebook and that he's fighting. And when
he's fucking
brilliant. He deleted all his posts.
I love him. I still love him. Still love him.
He jumps up bandwagon.
But you know what? But you know what about that fight? Let me tell you something.
He was all
Khabib
over
is fucking lethal.
I was.
He is an animal.
Khabib's fucking
lethal. Jesus. But he's really well trained.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but apparently he's 27-0, right? Obviously, because he's
But then before that...
He hasn't lost a round. So
that's
in all these
McGregor's
fights,
the first time he lost a round.
He hasn't lost a round.
He hasn't.
McGregor's the first time he lost a round, is what I heard on Joe Rogan.
Did he lose a round in that?
That's the first time
he
Khabib
didn't
lost
lose
a
none of them rounds.
That's what I was. That's what I heard Joe Rogan today.
Joe Rogan.
He was in the front. Nah,
yeah,
he was in the front foot the whole.
He won that
Khabib.
From start to finish.
Yeah. But maybe he was on about Iaquinta fight with Khabib. Yeah, that's who gave him the best sort of go.
The best fight, definitely.
Because did he not do like full five rounds or something?
He did the full.
He trained for like three.
But I swore I heard on Joe Rogan today that the McGregor fight was the first time Khabib lost a round.
There's talk today of the nine figure Mayweather.
And Khabib.
Khabib fight.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
That's ridiculous. Because what we're going to have, Mayweather running around this side of the fucking ring, and then Khabib rolling around this side of the fucking ring. What's the point?
Right.
It's like somebody said to me, but see, I heard Mayweather was going to go and fight in the UFC against Conor, and I was like, are you fucking stupid?
Right. That was online.
That's stupid.
I know it's stupid.
Mayweather would have to be an idiot to go for that.
In the media. Yeah. Like,
well, like, look all the sizes. He would have to be an idiot.
You think of McGregor's kicks, his low kicks, Mayweather wouldn't get out of here around.
No.
He wouldn't.
No.
Glenn, do you follow UFC?
Ish.
Absolutely. You like Conor McGregor?
No.
Are you anti?
Well, no, I'm not like
because he's Irish. Glenn, just say how you feel.
It's because he's Irish. I'm embarrassed by it. No, it's just like
making you be fucking serious.
Fair enough. Like,
he's changed a lot though. McGregor was the rags to riches the whole way up to the Aldo fight was fantastic.
I think his attitude as like a fighter, it's class.
Changed.
I know, I think, but like, he treats like fuck, and you should respect that.
100%. He's completely changed that game for training.
And I think he's brought a lot of money into the sport, like. But the thing, and he sold a lot of merch.
No, well, it has.
But see the way is the way he used to talk. It was good value, and he would. He still had a sense of being humble and appreciating what he's earning.
Yeah.
Then whenever he was fighting when he was fighting Eddie Alvarez, then he just took it up a notch because he was the champ. He said, I'm going to be the double champ. And then after that again, then, and the money and the Mayweather thing, it just changed completely.
But I liked that. See, when he was like peaking there, I was like, sweet. But then he came back now for his Khabib fight, and he just sounded like someone who just took too much cocaine and was pretending to be Conor McGregor.
It felt to me like he was trying to be the McGregor from back then. He's not anymore. He's made the money. He's made the money. That hunger that he had and needed. He's gone.
But I think that's the same anybody.
You can make the same argument at Eminem.
I know, but
you could easily.
Everyone was saying, but he got on the Khabib's head. He got on the Khabib's head. That whole thing we heard him in the bus was on his head because he had never seen him acted like that in a press conference. And everyone was he's fucking jacked off his head. Like, and he was just his behaviour in a press conference. Like,
Conor?
As much as I enjoy
Conor's,
McGregor, I didn't like it.
No, I don't know, because he's got a point. Because the first press conference, he was cracking up, he's just slapping the table, and he's right. He says, where the fuck's the fans? They're paying for all this. And we're
sitting. He was completely right in that sense. But just some of the, even the banter, like you think of how he cut them to bits after he beat Aldo. And your man, fuck his name, let me do. No, who the fuck is this guy? No,
what? That's right.
Mendez, you're about.
And then we the Dos Anjos and all there too, and giving him the whole red panty night. Yeah. Everyone was one of the most watched videos on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
But then you
get out of the red panties, baby.
This is when you fight me.
We did
you go
it.
Home and you see the wife. We've made it. We've made it. Break out the red panties. And that was fucking prime McGregor. But, even talking about it, I'm getting all excited. And goosebumps. Like, I said to that, or it's Joe's wee curly perm.
Yeah.
But at that stage, it was just, this is fucking great. And that's when everybody in people's mullers were planning and sitting up to watch the fights. And the interest, to hear you won. You know what I mean? That was peak. I think after that, there was just a change in it. Some people took it. Some people didn't.
I definitely agree. But you have to take into consideration, he's under a lot of, which is his own fault, with the whole fucking court and all. So there's probably a lot of things that he says, that he's probably warned, saying, you fuck up, dude. We're just putting you to jail. Because you're still under fucking... We're no under shape.
But it's not like he conducted himself too, in a good manner though too.
Because there was cops in the ring at this one.
Aye,
it's got the point where people who don't watch it think it's like WWE.
Aye,
that's true. Like,
but to be fair, there's it's starting to kind of go like that. Lesnar and my name is that.
But you can't pretend they fucking smack someone's face on that.
But these guys came in and done a whole pretend. I want to fight you.
But then they've been doing
DC,
that.
And he came on and they done this big like fake push and they were laughing.
Aye, but like boxing for the last 40-50 years has been exactly that. Like, so what's the problem?
It's a pantomime with boxing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
I think the boxers believe it though. They really buy into it and then believe it.
But my problem is like the people who think that actually getting on a ring and getting like the tripe beat out of you with every possible lump and elbow
by boys
is
that are
fake.
Brick.
It's like you can't fake elbowing someone's fucking nose off.
No.
Like,
no, for sure.
But I mean more on the promotion side where they're making a whole fake push and a whole thing in a room where they don't actually need it. Just leave it to the press conference and someone's bound. They nick it. But you know if they bring guys in after fights? And they've started doing that.
Aye.
Sort of where in boxing now they're letting the guy that's a potential challenger come in the ring.
Well, I'm hoping they'll get themes. Like Brock Lesnar could be the farmer one, you know. Really wear plaid.
Big daddy plow.
Lift logs like
straw
Arnie.
Straw hat just.
Aye.
Keeps a bit of straw in his mouth the whole fight.
What about this? What about this other boy?
That's like fucking punch out.
what about this big fucking Hulk? Hulk Hogan, this fucker.
Yeah, WWF. I was just reading about that earlier.
Tattoos.
Is this like he's like just went pro or something like that?
He's just a body. He's like a tank bodybuilder, like he's a freak in nature.
Signed his first UFC.
And he's signed up now to go on it, but then just you have all the Facebook extras. Yeah, but there was saying? That. If someone doesn't get him down and pound him, he'll die of lactic acid.
But then there was talk about Logan. There was talk about Logan Paul being signed to UFC.
I'd love to see
because he
that.
Tied with KSI. Do you know what I mean?
Just to watch him
so
die,
you have that. You know, I'd rather see fucking Jake Paul.
So they're sharing stars at the moment. So Ronda Rousey's one of those bullets.
Well, Mayweather had gone and done the fucking thing in the. And Tyson went into
Mayweather slapped fucking the Big Show, didn't
he? That's right, yeah. apparently he actually hit him.
He genuinely hit him as well.
Apparently he actually hit him. No and that's why he was there was a smirk on his face.
He ran, chased him down like, oh, fucking leave.
Fuck the Mayweathers.
No, I like, it's back to the sort of McGregor fight and sort of his attitude and stuff. I think if you look back actually into boxing way back, I mean, you look at Muhammad Ali's early career into his transition to when he was older. You'll see exactly the same pattern.
Yeah.
From even like the losing to Frazier the first time, then beating him the two other times, and how bad Foreman just destroyed Frazier and their fight. And I think he knocked him down four times in two rounds or something. It was mental until he ended it. You know, I think we've seen it before. So I don't want to be too quick with McGregor to say, like, he's done. He's going to retire. I still love to see what he does.
I don't think he's done. Like, I think getting beat's the best thing that probably happened.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it'll probably say, dude, you need to stop in a fucking...
I think it's going to be Diaz 3. I think that's going to be...
Yeah, I don't think anyone's looking Diaz? To pay for... Yeah. No, you know what? That was a lethal fight.
I want to see Tony and Khabib.
Both of them, yeah. I genuinely enjoyed that fight. They both went out and they stood toe-to-toe and was throwing punches at one another.
Yeah, that's true. The second one.
Even the first one.
I thought the second one was really, really good for...
The fear hit McGregor too because he's used to hitting boys and they're going, what the fuck? And he was hitting Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is like...
Nate Diaz can fucking go though. He's not just a punching bag. He's a fucking madman.
He's an all-round fucking super fighter. Yeah,
he's great. And he's boxing background too, doesn't he?
And his brawler maybe, eh?
And he's not afraid to take a punch.
He's a black belt too, BJJ.
Yeah.
He's fucking different. But the thing is, like McGregor, he's used to fighting smaller guys, right? And when they're getting hit, they're all... I just got hit there now by a hammer.
Aye.
Diaz is taking punches and his face was cutting up and you seen it in McGregor's face. I'm literally give him a ring. He's bleeding and smiling at me, hitting me with a sock and slap.
But he has some range too.
He's a fucking freaking
See the thing about the McGregor fight and Khabib that I noticed, I think he's probably all agree with this one. When Khabib hit McGregor and put him in his arse, Khabib hit McGregor with a McGregor punch.
Khabib's very underrated for his striking too. He may not be like textbook, but he can punch like
that. Weird eagle that comes around.
Overhands are smashing too.
If he's ever watched it, if he's probably seen it already, if you look it up online, watch that slap. And the reason he got it, McGregor was too concentrated on not getting taken to the ground. He wasn't paying attention to Khabib's hands. He was too busy watching it. And boom, I seen that and I was like, fucking hell. He just got McGregor slapped himself.
It was lethal. I mean, I enjoyed the whole fight. I don't agree. I'm a huge McGregor fan. But I don't agree with this whole, like, Khabib should be suspended and blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is nothing.
I totally agree.
This is nothing.
The case, if he should be banned and his license taken and whatever else everybody's screaming for, then McGregor, and I've said this before, should never have even got in that ring. He should never have been allowed to get that far.
Yeah.
From he done that at the bar,
I think McGregor feels the same.
Because
that's it, because he doesn't press any charges.
And he posted on Twitter looking forward to the rematch.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
I love. But people are taking a piss and then people are hating on it. But I love that.
But that's keyboard warriors.
No, but I love the fact that McGregor was able... I mean, it was the same day he lost, like... And the way he was able to come back and say, looking forward to the rematch. And if you look at the end where the submission was, Khabib was not for letting go. Like
he was snapping.
Yeah. Khabib was raging. He was trying to snap.
Did you hear as well? Did you see the soundbite saying too? It was like obviously the audio was pushed up and from the recordings they put it out. But when Khabib was grunting and pointing him.
Oh, when he was saying to him, let's talk now.
He's all, let's talk now. And McGregor was lying, going, it's only business. It's only business.
At the end of the round, he said, it's only business. He goes, hey, let's.
For me, that was amazing. McGregor was scared. He was like, it's business, bruv. You know what I mean? Listen, he knew he was beat. You know, and it's standard. He was like, yeah, let's talk now, bruv. What are you saying now? Oh, man, it's business. Don't hurt me.
He realized that where he usually puts the fear in the people.
Didn't work.
He got a shock that was like, I've just supercharged his batteries.
I'm adrenaline pump here for this fight.
He was excellent. I mean, and I looked into him more after that, and I was just amazed.
Always has been like that, but the one you wanted to keep.
I mean, in a sense, in a small sense, he's like that friend everybody had from childhood that played with Chun Li and used the one move over and over in the corner.
Yeah, the bastard. That was Pierre, I'm telling you.
Just fucking hitting that same button and the legs just go.
Well, once you understand
the technique, I mean, the way he's locking those legs in, and he did that in every fucking fight I watched, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, except for the Iaquinta, who just tried to dominate the center, or fight in the center, and keep away from the.
His cardio was on another level too, because Khabib just kept closing him, and it didn't.
And he was fucked up too. Like he took a kick in.
He kept his breath. Like,
yeah. You know? It was definitely a cracker fight, but they. I don't know. Like.
Well, I'd love to see the rematch. I'd love to see another one.
The first thing that we also have to fight is. Like, it was one of the boys, it was with Eddie Austin in a mucker's house watching it, and one of the boys says, no, who's a big fan of it and follows it. Like, I'm not. I only came on, started watching it when McGregor started it. But
that speaks a lot about what McGregor's done for the sport. I'm the same.
Not just Ireland, though, the world.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, for sure. But one of the boys who's following UFC a lifetime, the first thing he says was, hey, Khabib will get stopped. He'll get his belt now. He'll get stopped for that, you know.
See, that's not on. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, well, he did. He got his belt at the end of the fight. Anyway, he get his purse too.
That's how they mix it up, though.
Hey, 2 million.
But Dana White says the reason why he cracked up about what happened was Dana White says, when I started this business or bought it, whatever how it was he got it, he says, the reason I love it and pushed it so much is because people always had the negative attitude that this is just a brawl and a ring. And he says, and that's what I wanted to prove, that it's not. And the night we fucking, what's his name? Not Conor, the Loverboy.
Khabib.
When Khabib jumped the fucking thing, we had just went against everything I've ever
done. That's happened before, though.
That's happened with McGregor. Well, he didn't throw punches. He didn't throw punches.
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is these things do happen. I mean, it happens in boxing all the time.
Tyson bit an ear off.
People love Tyson. There was UFC fighters tweeting and stuff saying, well done, asshole. You've just set the business back 20 years. I think because there was fighter outrage, you know, there was.
You have to be careful, too, because I see fucking people online. And, like, they're your usual people who are like, fuck off.
Sorry, lad.
They're usual people who are like, they just don't have a fucking clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're like, I would never let my kids go into UFC or fighting or any type of competitive sport because it'll be bad for them. It's the best fucking thing for them.
You get hit in the face, fucking hurts for a start.
Then you learn how to like control your anger and all the rest as well. Like, that's a point to being a fighter.
It teaches
you how to fucking control yourself. Like, and then him doing that, in that situation, I think, like, for me, I think it's a step more than being, like, off your head on coke, throwing chairs at buses, like.
Yeah, exactly. But if you go back and you look at Khabib's fights, like you did, yeah, if you look at the press conferences up to the fight,
respectful
and then
as
after
fuck.
The fight, there's nothing but respect.
Nah.
Second they're knocked
well,
out
he
or whatever,
does, he, now he does some
over.
Talking as well.
Yeah, everybody like, has a bit of banter, but there's that's just
no. When he's on top, them hitting them.
Oh yeah, but that's you're
but
in
that's,
scrap,
I enjoy
like,
that.
Scrap,
I enjoy that.
You know,
like,
let's
you know.
Do this. So yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I think the respects he shows the fighters before the fight and after the fight and every fight that I've watched. Yeah, I haven't seen all these fights, but on the ones I've seen, he's straight over. He's lifting them up. You're right, player. How you doing? You good?
Yeah.
Yep. Sweet, happy days.
You on with Khabib?
Yeah.
Well, you look at probably the greatest of all time, the UFC, in my opinion, George St. Pierre. Always learning, always changing his style.
He's great stories,
too. He always had, even right up to Bisping. Bisping's probably the only person. Bisping or Josh Koscheck, with only two fighters, riled him a bit, and he was still the most respectfully. He always came in, they bowed, always came in full judo gate.
Ah, that's like back to the Gracie family as well.
After the fight, and then after the fight, then he would still be all, aye, it's just what it is, and it's settling down. He was the kind of guy who would move on and never bitch talk, but he still ended up as...
But then I don't even think Khabib was the worst. It's that fucking sneaky bastard came on. And like, oh, McGregor then.
McGregor punched the boy going over the fence first, after Khabib first. And then
jumped
in.
So Khabib jumped first and started your man.
Started Dylan Dennis.
One of Khabib's crew.
Dylan Dennis, wasn't it? He was going for McGregor's jiu-jitsu trainer.
One of Khabib's crew in had jumped up and up in the octagon, and when he was in, McGregor tried to jump out, but the security held him back, and McGregor threw a left hook up at your man.
He swiped at him, man.
They exchanged a few times then.
And then your man had jumped with a red t-shirt and hit McGregor.
No, the other one come around the side went for him, and McGregor tagged him. I think they tagged each other, and then your boy. Now, the boy that came in from behind, that's low as fuck, you know what I mean? But
that's a bad punch, Eddie.
That's bad. I mean, it's dangerous as fuck, You know, but that's not Khabib.
His name escapes me, too. I'm fucking... But
it's also not a dolly through a window.
50 Cent... I don't know how true it was, offering Khabib as $2 million.
To fight in his...
To fight for fighting Bellator, because he's invested in that.
Fucking go for it.
There's a place for you and your man. Look at that. That's out.
Yeah.
There's a place for you in Bellator. Bellator got Khabib, but I would just
have you seen any of his amateur stuff? Even some of his tournaments, not even cage fighting, anything he's ever in,
there's a good video on YouTube with Dan Hardy unbeatable. Breaking down how Khabib fights.
What's it like? Would he have like 60 different bouts before UFC and he didn't lose any of them? Say, in different things or something?
I think wrestling's their national sport too. Like, but it's like he's all unbelievable.
Incredible.
The way he moves his hips and stuff is just it's more.
UFC be fuck all.
The way they train is really fucking beautiful as well. They do it proper like Rocky IV style. You know what I mean? They're up and they're going up hills with stones doing this. I actually have a lot. Through watching the fight, a lot of respect for.
And
saying that, I want to see.
And my man had to bring coal back.
I'm all about riding.
And saying that, I do want to see McGregor beat him. I still do.
It won't.
But see, the same exact thing was said when Muhammad Ali lost to Joe Frazier. Everybody said, nah.
But that was two pugilists. These are guys whose styles clashes. And
no.
Where did you learn pugilist?
Are you mad?
Pugilist? Young guns?
Such a word of the day.
Frazier and Ali couldn't be more different.
Fantastic.
Huh? Leaping left hooks that Frazier had couldn't be more different than the jabs and speed Muhammad Ali had.
But it's still the same art. It's boxing. It's just using your hands. McGregor's going in there to try and take his chin off. Or wreck his legs with those push kicks. Whereas Khabib's going on to wrestle. If you put a striker on the ground, against someone as seasoned at wrestling, it's Khabib. Like it's not that true.
Well, I mean, I would love to see the rematch for the sake of I would love to see more of a game plan like Iaquinta had, where he was throwing a lot more of those kicks and
my opinion, McGregor is 2 rounds.
I want to see where they go.
Well, Tony is who I want to see in the ring with Khabib next would be ideal, and then
Tony Ferguson. Ferguson 100%. Against Eddie Khabib or McGregor.
I mean, he was brilliant that night against what do you call him? Broke his hand.
Poirier.
No, wasn't Justin Poirier. Now that's who's rising the ranks as well, isn't it?
The Bloody Basement Podcast. By Mr. Black Pasta.
You know what I think about a brilliant fight? Dana White and Floyd Mayweather's dad.
I think
on that boxing ring or something for a crack.
Did you ever see the Charlie's Zelenhoff?
Covered in Vaseline.
Did you ever hear Charlie's Zelenhoff?
Charlie's Angels?
Charlie's Zelenhoff or something you call him. It's a YouTube channel, right? And he claims he's the greatest boxer in the world, right? And he goes to these...
That's some shit you would do.
No, listen. No, look. This guy's on another level of fucking insane. He's a skinny little guy. I don't really think he's done any kind of like proper training. He just watches a bunch of fights. But he goes to the gyms where these boxers... fight. He went to Mayweather's gym and he sparred with the dad and he got his ass whipped, but when the dad was turned, then he started swinging at his head. He's a weak cunt.
And Floyd Mayweather came on the ring and started punching his head in.
All the cousins and all got in and punched his head in. He did the same with who's the guy now who's going to box Tyson Fury. Not Joshua, the American guy.
Big ass computer in front of us, you know, just Google it.
It was more fun to just think it out.
Not when it's taking us this slow.
Exactly, your listeners are all bored.
Well, we'll get it.
My show wouldn't be as boring, just
the Joe Show.
The Joe Knows.
Think of the advertising.
Joe Knows.
There'd be more advertisements than talk.
Pop, just did. The pop ups are that bad, you hear the noise. Pop.
I tell you what, I fucking will. I will put it up. Because I can.
That's why he was on, he doesn't listen until I know. I'll just Google it, like I told you.
It's because Glenn said to.
Oh, it's all about Glenn tonight. That's the way it is. Your best mate too, sure. Go and give us that one.
It's not Deontay Wilder, is it?
Hey.
That is Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder.
That's what I says.
That's why I got confused. Dylan White, Deontay Wilder.
Joe knows.
We'll watch it after this, because I know Glenn needs to get going. I know you've kids. Jermaine, well, you've kids as well. But really, the show is all about Joe.
God, you said it.
All right. Tell us something else. Anything planned for the end of the year? Any holidays, anything like that?
I'm going on a stag do, the Snowbox Skiing Music Festival.
Where the fuck is it?
One of the
skiing music festival.
So many ways to
and die. A stag skiing.
Get fucked.
That sounds strange, but really interesting. Well, how does that work?
How does what work?
A skiing music festival.
Aye, so it's in Avray in the French Alps, just on the border of Switzerland.
You're so much more posh than I am, fuck.
And then you get the, it's like a silent disco, you ski and then you have the headphones on.
No.
Is
it? That would be class. That would be fucking class. I would be on that.
The big festival area, like, and then you go to the bars then.
Oh, right, okay.
But apparently it gets fucking like minus 20 night.
My story was better.
Joe, you go to Turkey like 7 times a year.
Is that what?
How's that?
Turning into one?
He's turning into one, yeah.
I was actually going to go, perk! This is that.
Perk! Use that for your cuts.
Perk!
Let's play another track, shall we? Let's play a track by John Deary and the Heads, considering we've got... Grazzle Brizzle here from John Deary and the Heads.
You'll get it.
The actual bass player.
Grazzy
Brizzle. It's hard. I don't know. Snoop Doggish.
Brizzle from the British Fizzle.
It's very easy to rhyme in Snoop's language. I see why it's used by Irish Joe. Okay, this is, let's do Jealousy. Or no, why don't you pick a track?
Let Go.
Which album's Let Go off
of? I just mean the topic. No, I Let Go. It's on...
Is it the new one?
Horizon. No, it's in the one before.
Okay, this is Let Go by John Deary and the Heads on the Bloody Basement podcast.
You would enjoy.
Where'd the name come from, John Deary and the Heads?
That's a good question.
Say that. The singer in the band.
Nobody's laughing.
The main man in the band's John Deary. And ooh. Then the Heads.
You just rock him head to get on the band?
Aye, pretty much.
No.
Sorry.
But all right. It's a test, because if you don't swallow, you don't get on. So people just...
I knew there was a reason with nothing to do with me not being able to play right. I'm just not a swallower.
This is why Glenn's not in the band.
From John doing, he was just solo for so long, and it was always a case of who's playing tonight of a few music heads. So he was always getting random all the musicians they play. And then when I settled in, it was like, well, they're all music heads.
You should come up with a better story.
I like Joe's
he
story.
He likes that story. It was coming and bringing it.
Aye. I like that bit.
I was wondering with the way the poster, I actually thought a pigeon shit in the poster when I seen all the white stuff and all their heads. When he's like, at your poster, your man John Blues jazz all of your heads. Your poster? No.
Alright, so this is. this
your
is,
stock is falling.
This is Let Go, which is what Joe needs to do right now by John Deary and the Heads.
Let it go. Good song.
Bloody Basement Podcast.
Stay by my side, I will be your guide. We can change the tide with the sun in our eyes. When we go, let go, calm down. When we go, sand at our feet. When we go, let go, calm down. When we go, let go, calm down. days when we go, let go, calm down. When we go, let go, calm down.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. That was John Deary and the Heads with Let Go.
Wasn't that Ross Pro?
It wasn't Ross Pro,
sorry,
no.
Just give me a wee bit more edit.
It wasn't, no. It's not all about Ross Pro today. Stop making fun of my editing skills. I got skills with the kills.
You only pills have the skills with Glenn's here to show you.
Hey?
What?
What?
You only have skills? Jesus. Glenn's here.
So we've all been friends for a while. I want to talk about a few things. Obviously, I do want to talk about Glenn being my lecturer for a year.
Yes.
Very odd. Very odd.
Was he like your naughty student?
I was.
No.
As in not showing up.
And just tapping.
Turning in projects late.
Just lying in his bed all the time. Like.
I did. That
would be like him. Let me tell you, man, I was going to say it in front of anybody, but see if work was in the bed, that cunt would lie on the floor.
Aye. And he sends you, that message at like 2 p.m. You know, I can't come in today, and it's like,
it's 2 a.m.
No, the class finished at 12. Well, had your butt lit in your apology. You fucking wanker.
Did not.
No, but he has. Justin's one of them boys.
Did I do that? I might have.
Gets up and opens the blinds and looks out the window for a job. There's no work here. I'm back in the bed again. I'm going to get an interview, man. Don't you know? Do you want them to do the interview in your bedroom? Get up and get out, the fuck.
He's going to deliver pizzas.
There is your only file in his dole book.
Shocking, eh? Can the brew not just sign it for me for the rest of the year and see if I'm even down, man?
Sponsored by the brew.
I'm playing next.
The brew's social welfare for anybody who doesn't know what the brew or the dole is. What, any other slang words for the dole or the brew? Or
DLA, Dairy Liars Allowance.
That's a specific type of...
Dairy Liars Allowance.
Okay, that's slang then, yeah.
No, it's cultural. Don't be trying to crack me.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Well, so go tell them how we met then.
We've done that. We've talked about you dressed up as Eminem and all that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's not how we met.
That's how we met, yeah. No, wasn't ex-wife. I was walking through.
Was that the pale blue vest with the white t-shirt under it?
Maybe. But this was like when I met him, he just got back from New York with his friends. And he had California. Had a claim. That's right, he had a claim or
is
something.
Is that when he had like the big baggy white tracksuit?
White tracksuit.
You remember that? I
still have them. I still have them.
They were classic, man.
I still have the.
Is that when you were in the Pretty Fly for a White Guy video?
Aye. In the background. I mean, rock and roll.
Throwback.
No.
So you were standing in a shopping center, a mall for Americans. In Derry, and I came through. You knew my ex-wife, and that's how I met. And Joe just looked like an partial Mathers, you know, like head to toe.
Shady McVeigh.
Shady McVeigh, 100%. I think that was on your. Was that stitched onto your actual shirt? Shady McVeigh. It was. Wasn't
you know
it?
What? I think it may have been.
It was. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was Joe Mathers. Joe Mathers.
Joe Mathers probably was. And funny enough, that was the first week I moved here, 2005. It would have been June.
The difference between moving and immigrating, but anyway.
And then I walked a little bit further, the other end of the actual mall, and met Jermaine, through my ex. So you're not really good friends to my ex. That's not really cool. You turned your back on her, didn't you?
I don't know.
We're good friends. We knew her.
A bit of fist bumping going on there.
We know her, lad. Just a bit of greedy bites, a bit of dark chocolate, white chocolate, and one
basket. Literally a bit of fist bumping. I'll leave it there.
Just a bit of fisting.
It's not that sort of podcast.
Everybody else was out of way now. But no, tell them the funny story I always remind you telling me about was when you were singing. I met you a week after that.
Oh, we haven't told that. Jesus Christ, right.
He's all like
and then I want to talk about you two as well. You guys are involved, Glenn and Grazzle. Brazzle.
We're holding that.
It's fucking wild hard to remember that.
Are you, guys,
yeah, that's true. Very cool.
A few times.
Well, we've all been in Glenn's room.
We did it here, Nigel.
I'm still looking for my dad. Called him Casper. Never seen him before.
That's twice he's done that joke today.
That doesn't matter.
You're recycling now.
It's my dad I never met.
That's
thanks
right.
for bringing it up again.
Did you ever meet mine?
No.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
A shout out to my dad and Joe's dad. Anybody else's dad that doesn't know
I'm
who?
Joking me. I know my dad.
He's the other side of the world, too.
But if I know my dad. I'm only joking, and I get on very well with him. But if he's want to give me sample, if he likes Irish Joe on Facebook.
Well, I think, I genuinely think Glenn's dad is more than dad for all of us. We should all just go out to coffee with him once a week. I think it would
as long
be.
As he pays, I'll go.
Yeah. He'll pay. Like, he pay? Yeah. He's not feared. He goes, oh, hi. He's a good dude. Like.
No, Norm isn't feared to say, fucking pay for that yourself.
Get your own fucking coffee. Hey.
So you were going to say about... go ahead.
Yeah, so I came over here and I was busking. That was my first job to earn money. Busking for Americans is playing guitar and singing on the street.
Every time you do the show,
fucking translation.
They're American.
They're fucking American. Do you expect them to know what a stupid fucking silly word like busking is?
Was our language? They fucked it up.
Busking is not even fucking language.
Oh yeah, I was playing this guitar, which is actually a piece of wood with six strings on it.
Joe just said English was our language. Is that your first language?
Well, if you think about it, like we produce on the map.
I rest my case.
We produce on the map.
No. That is a fucking burn. He denied them the right to speak their language for 400 years.
Ooh, proper order.
600, but with them an exaggerated or anything.
And they'll fight you for 600 more.
It's up there. It's one of them.
Let the set land. But it's all right, lad. Don't be wrong about it. Look,
no, I'm not.
Don't be wrong about it. Fucking wank. Oh, my God. Hey. Bully Wright was got, lad, just saying. You were
that's
well,
what they say, shots fired, uncle on death,
sorry. Sorry, it was just my boyfriend.
Jesus.
So I was playing a guitar and singing on the street, right? And Joe
street
walked
for
past.
For you Americans is a boulevard.
A roar.
Justin just lost all his beer.
That's it.
Subscription page down to two people.
I was performing outside of a Burger King in Ireland. So I was playing a song and Joe walked past and I just met Joe maybe a week before that. And I was playing like Daniel Powder Had a Bad Day. Do you remember that?
That's right.
Old school 2005 jam. And he walks past with a group of guys, louts, a group of louts. Not even going to describe what a lout
like
is.
Goldie looking chain walking past
yeah,
you.
Yes. Yep. And a Ziploc bag with, what, $9,000 in it?
Around that.
$9,000 in it, cash. And he walked past it. He walked past. I recognized him. I don't know
if
he
recognized
me.
Oh, laugh at the gold chain now, bitches. What?
I didn't recognize. I don't know if he recognized me, but I recognized him. And he walked past and he looked at him. Looked at his mates. Hey, boys. Yeah, give him a wee smile. And he threw the whole fucking bag down in my guitar case. And I was like,
I took all the cash out of us, wasn't it? And that's it. Fuck it down again.
Whoa, Jesus.
Thanks, man.
I didn't know what to do, whether to continue the song. I clearly wasn't having a bad day anymore. You know what I mean? So I stopped. I was like, whoa, fuck. And what did he do? He took it all back. I was like, are you Joe? Oh, I met you then. We got to know each other then. Been best friends ever since. But I still remember one fact of that story. He didn't so much as leave me a pound in my guitar case. Not 1 pound.
I think they're not change.
I'd say the rich stay rich.
20 pound has changed.
No, but you look at it now. Look how much I motivated him. Look at the motivation I give that man. I just pushed him forward. Do you know what I mean? Now he's in a 2-bedroom flat instead of one.
Oh, it was so bad. The flat was down the stairs. But anyway, Grazzy Brizzle, I met you in Threads.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Threads then, Rochester's bar.
Yeah.
I was singing Purple Rain, I think, and that's pretty much how we met. And then I met Glenn through you.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember. Yeah. It's been so good, all of it. You know, I don't have room for it all.
Right there. Glenn doesn't remember you, Bev.
Right. He remembers.
Nobody does. Not even your dad.
Remembers. And then Glenn, we did. Do you remember we did a wee stupid show? One of my ADHD ideas where I played a song, you played a song, we did a show, charged in, and everybody came and they were listening to you really, but I was there and it made me feel good. And we've been friends ever since. And then it moved on until I went to do music production for a year and you were my lecturer, so that's kind of weird. And you also played in a band with me when my hand went down.
Aye, when your hand just like locked up, didn't work anymore.
It swole up and it was like, it's Mr.
That's like winking down our level.
Mm. Aye, it's like, I don't know how you have enough time to.
It like, was that bad that I had to change hands, like, genuinely. I was using my, I know I'm right handed, but
used a wee mannequin.
Any pro masturbator is ambidextrous, that's all I'm saying. You should be able to go anything, even your feet if you're that flexible.
If you had no hands, would you do it with your feet?
Of course I would.
Aye, so would I.
Could suck me own dick, I would.
I would.
Yeah, but.
Nobody
you
else is going to suck it better than you.
You wouldn't suck your own dick.
No,
I really
would.
I don't.
And ladies and gentlemen, the gates are open.
And the show really begins, eh?
Jeez. And Glenn thought we were going to come and talk about all this nice music stuff. And what's your opinion on the latest Radiohead album? Nope. No, it's all dick.
Well, I warned you before the show started. My exact words was that Glenn is Glenn.
Blue waffles.
Glenn,
the fuck is a blue waffle?
It's just that Glenn at the start of the show before it started. It's lucky you can't know me, lad. I said, so we're taking this at 10. You'll know my medication definitely doesn't work.
What the fuck's a blue waffle?
Because you were on about this earlier.
An infected, ulcerated.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It's blue.
So is it like an out of date waffle?
On
a blue waffle.
It's a fanny where the broccoli's gone bad.
You want to see it, Joe? Can we get Joe's reaction?
Fanny is pissed.
Let's bring it up.
I'm not gonna look though because I know what the fuck it is, and it's.
Have you got it?
What? No, I don't have
We're not going to watch this, are we?
Because it's something you can get.
We've all seen this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it just bluewaffle.com?
No. Just blue waffle. Like just type on
Google image blue waffle.
I only see one like 2 years ago or something.
I never heard of it.
It was like blue waffle. What? Yeah, man, a moldy fucking waffle.
Does that spell waffle?
Yeah, but it'll work.
It's a moldy waffle.
But the thing about it is now you've fucked every restaurant up for me because I'm going to add it. Do you sell blue waffle?
Second one.
There's other ones too. There's close-ups.
Yeah, there's.
But there is. That's a blue waffle.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up.
What do you call those wee Dutch things?
Joe's face.
Your man's Japs. He looks like a Pokemon
star. Oh no!
I choose you. Actually, name them.
What do you think, Joe?
That my man must have been eating something.
I'm not. I refuse to look. I refuse to look at it. Like,
look at me.
That's what happens when you don't swear.
Nah. Gone.
It's not actually real.
Don't just stick the tip on.
It's like Photoshop. That was never a real thing. It started off in like the late 90s, and it was just kids trying to catch each other out. They were just like,
you're not wearing a condom.
No, they would just like tell them to do it in front of their mum and dad. They'd be all, oh, have you seen that picture of the blue waffle? And they'd be all, what? Because everyone's computer was in their living room.
And it was at bluewaffle.com. bluewaffle.com. Apparently there's a few other ones as well, isn't there? There's not just bluewaffle.com. There's a couple of other ones as well that are easily as disgusting. So that is Photoshop then.
Aye.
It's nice to tell yourself that, isn't it?
Ah, but that's what I tell myself.
Fair play for putting that up online, Glenn, but
thank you.
You're very kind.
It's part of my NVQ, so it was for Photoshop.
You're fucking confident. You're a confident man taking a picture of yourself.
We've talked many times on this show about my 27th birthday party. Now, Grazzle Brizzle, you weren't there, I think. Were you? Wait a minute.
Was that when you were wearing your Rocky hat?
Did I have a Rocky hat?
You're so embarrassing. He's a fucking idiot.
You did eat a Rocky hat.
No, it was a hip hop that he done on Bunkrana.
Oh, the Trilby. I loved my Trilbies for a while.
Mr. Black Pastas.
Bloody Basement Podcast.
Joe, you keep talking about rapping for us. When is this going to happen? When's it going to happen? Genuinely. Like, when is it going to happen?
Stop going to look at your dad. Stop going to look at your dad's crowd, lad. You're not even here.
What? Who's not? I'm not even here?
Your dad's crazy. Your dad walked out on you. You know what I mean? What?
Eminem, the bars.
It's Irish show. Yeah, you know.
That's what happened. He's talking about bars.
Think of your dirty mother like a hoe.
Joe knows. Anybody got any interesting facts that you can throw at Joe about anything?
I had a couple for the night.
But listen, we're sick of yours, fucking
Joe. You're sick of mine because I'm right.
What's the only fruit with the seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Joe, you didn't know that. He did.
I didn't know that. I just thought about it.
What was him?
Oh, but he might have a counter for this, actually. Did you say a strawberry is a melon, not a fruit?
Sure you're telling him. What, you fucking wanker. What is it now? Did you know that,
not all berries are part of that family.
What was it now?
Melon family? I think berries are all part of
that family. Did you know that a banana is actually a berry, and so is an apricot?
And did you know that I'm allergic to bananas?
And a strawberry. A strawberry is not a berry. True story.
It's in its name. That's like you're saying Justin isn't a terrorist because it's not there.
I can't remember. I didn't know I had a strawberry is not a berry. Anything that grows from a tree is a berry, and anything that comes from the ground is not. Something like that.
It's because they have seeds on the inside and they hang. That's why they're a berry.
They hang. So why is their balls called balls instead of berries?
Because they don't have seeds in them.
Okay.
I would argue that.
Yours probably don't.
See what
that,
I mean? Joe
they
knows.
They only have half.
Me and your man,
but they still seed.
Speak for yourself, bro.
It's not.
Right. So
we were caught out that time.
Hold on.
No. Let's fucking have this out. Yeah. Right.
Let's have
a
seed.
Go for it. Put a seed in the ground.
Go for Glenn. Glenn, no seeds.
You put a sperm on its own and it dies. It's not a seed. It's the makeup of a seed. It's not a seed.
Slang. We call it a seed. It's slang, basically. All right. Okay. What do you got for that, Joe? Go on.
What's his language here? Is that right? Go on, give us that one, Beardy. Oh, your beard came out.
That beard is weird. Like, yeah, the mic.
So we're basically carrying fertilizer.
Aye. It's like a bulger.
I've watched some of that stuff. And
I'm going to fill you with my fertilizer. Say out there, Mrs. Lad, let me know he's got on the
doesn't mark. Make much sense to have an egg in
a seed. That's a fancy name there for a... For coming, then just let's squat over and do a shite. It's fertilized.
Is it not really called a zygote or something like that?
Aye, yeah. So,
aye, you're just using
slang.
Aye.
Right, Joe.
Slang in America means ribbing.
No, it doesn't. That's ribbons, more fucking English than anything. Song, I think. Yeah. Banter. Ribbing is more here, but
banter.
Banter. I don't even talk like that.
I love some banter.
What was that argument I was going on about, and I was talking about a wet fish. Is a wet fish wet in the water or outside of the water? When does it become wet?
That's good. Fuck. What do you think?
Outside. Because
outside, yeah.
I don't think it classes while the fish is submerged.
But then there's another thing. Fish are covered in like a slime. And a slime, isn't necessarily wet because it's
Joe's cum because it wanks in the foil.
Non-Newtonian liquid. So it acts like a solid and a liquid at the same time. So the fish is protected by that.
It's kind of like glass.
So kind of, you could actually say that a fish is never actually wet because it's covered in a slime, which isn't technically a liquid or a solid.
Talk about a curveball.
Glenn, you go on my show.
Why did we not go on the facts? See,
that is Joe Rogan worthy there.
High five that, mate. He's going to get... You can't mention Joe Rogan on this show. Irish Joe's going to get pissed. This is his nemesis. This is like Deadpool and that fucking guy from the DC universe that nobody cares about. Joe Rogan knows.
It's your warning. The balaclava's about you, boys. You're fucking...
Fuck.
You just have to call it Rojogan.
Rojogan, yeah.
Joking.
Smashed it.
But that's actually a good thing, were you, Glenn? That's pretty cool.
All right, go on, elaborate on it. What did you pick up from what Glenn said on the fact? Go on.
About the fish? Words.
Yeah.
It's got slime and stuff outside it and it kind of get wet. Boom.
But the slime gets wet? That's just...
Well,
can't cope with this. Fuck.
My missus is going to get it when I go home. Get up there, you mean snake. Dirty birdie.
we're nearly wrapped up here.
What was the end of it?
Do you want to explain for Americans what the slime gets wet? Or do you think got it?
I think Google it.
I think they can understand, Glenn. It's Joe over here.
What about the...
Are you on fat burners or
something? No, I'm just talking about what the slime gets wet means here.
That's a good... Can we make up a slang phrase right now? The slime gets wet. What could that symbolize?
Sticky fanny.
A granny fanny.
That's just a granny fanny, I think, isn't it?
That would be fanny
vagina, by the way.
I don't know. Do they, Jeremy? Do they get wet?
I don't know. I'll have to ask your mum.
Smashed it.
Oh, did you smash it too?
I will.
Again? Are you my daddy? Well, do you think about it?
This podcast
is called The Death of Irish Joe.
The Death of Irish Joe, yeah.
Trying to ruin my
career. This is what we needed. No, we needed an American, two Protestants, and an Englishman to take Joe down. This is like a joke, isn't it, really?
When one of us goes to war, we all go to war. You know what I mean? By our Connor, being our Connor.
With each other.
With each other. Fuck that. What was our one? It was about fish. I mind always hearing when you were younger. Was that a fish has no memory?
I've seen goldfish with shell shock, like. You ever take one back?
PTSD.
I got two wee nephews, man, like, and they got two fucking goldfish, and I swear to God, man, that shit got fucking dark quick, like. Things going on that tank that should just never
like
go
the
in.
Like the dentist scene in Finding Nemo.
Ah, man, hi. It's just starting to dress like Hannibal Lecter.
Jesus. God. You have pets, Glenn, yeah?
Nah.
What?
I ain't got no pets.
What?
No.
Where's the dog?
That was my old housemate's dog.
Oh, was it? Dog. Right, got you.
Pets.
Are you a dog lover?
I love dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you can even have one then.
I love caravans better.
You have what better?
Caravans.
It's fucking like
I just fucking watched Snatch like 2 weeks ago again, man. It's the best movie ever.
Oh, it's great.
You like dags? Pretty for the blue one. One for me, man. What? Over a caravan.
What?
I need to have a shite.
What about yourself, Grazzle, Brizzle, Brazy, Grazy?
Beardy.
Beardy, Weirdy.
Yeah.
Beardy, Weirdy. Yeah.
I've got it. Fritzel, but I'll go with Beardy, Weirdy. I have a Britzel, wee dog.
We call you?
I have a wee dog.
What kind of dog?
Miniature Yorkshire Terrier.
Nice one. What age?
He's 6 or 7 now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. On the nice. Spot.
Brilliant.
He's class. He's
He can't. For me,
he's like, shite, though. He's a dirtbag. Like, so long as he does, it's fucking disgusting.
What? Like what?
I'm not sharing on this podcast.
What's he doing?
Everything but licks my wang.
No. Are you working on it?
No, I'm fucking shit in the
still
house.
Training still training him. Still training him.
Maybe not so successful peanut butter, but maybe jam.
I haven't just cut the right peanut butter yet.
Can't even rub dog food on because he uses his teeth then.
Then it looks like a chew toy.
It's a dry dog.
I'm over a lot of rough, but then things are sharp, you know what I mean?
Jesus. And Jermaine, I happen to know you just got a not too long ago a blue staff, yeah?
Yeah. Blue staff, beautiful 7 months. Gorgeous wee dog, man.
Why was his staff blue? Was he using it that long? I heard like black, I heard he had a black staff earlier. But
he was licking some blue waffle.
But a staff is a. That's like a. I'm sorry.
Joe, you got any dogs? You do, don't you?
I have two wee lesbians, wee miniature schnauzers.
How do you know that they're dogs? How do you know they're lesbians?
Because they try and rate each other.
Do they really?
Properly hump each other. But no, I have two miniature schnauzers. Great dogs. All they do is sleep. It's fucking brilliant. Literally. And then because
are they called Justin?
Both of them.
They fucking sleep. Literally. And then. Because our street's in a hole, so when I take them out, they run them down the street twice. They're like, that's me, fucked. Back to dogs again. Straight out, just they'll sleep for like 4 or 5 hours straight.
Can you pet your dog, Grazzy Brizzle Brazy? You can pet your dog yet? Oh, what about the one that used to live in your house, Glenn? You can pet that dog?
He broke up in her years, your mama.
Kinda.
Was he friendly enough? you can pet the staff. You can always pet a staff. Staffs are funny. But Joe's dogs, you can't pet them.
No.
Or one of them you can't pet, but they look alike.
Schnauzers
are fuckers together.
No, you actually can't pet the two of them.
Really?
Because one of them will bite you, and the other one then, she has a stroke. She was like, ooh! She's just like, she's all, I have her like fucking 6 years, and when I go to pet her, she still quires down. You give her a treat then, she'll be all, so we will tip-tap, she just starts tapping like that. Look, I'll just take the fucking treat and go. She just, I think there's definitely something wrong with her, like, definitely. But she was an immigrant, like you, she was brought in.
Have they got names or you just call them dog one and dog two?
Dog one and dog two. You can't be going to get attached, they're going to die. Didn't mind you, we have Bella and Lucy.
Bella and Lucy. Mm. Bella's the wee shade, didn't she?
No, that's Lucy.
Lucy's
Bella's
the wee
white one that freaks her boat. She's kind of running, but she opened the door and all, you more or less, they take the door up and just call her in their room. You're living in this house 3 years going stuck going on stupid. Lucy bites you. She just attacks anybody. My father-in-law was over one day, and he must have been there for about 3 hours petting the dog. And I'm not joking, 3 fucking hours. And then he kind of dozed off on the sofa and woke up again, started petting again. He went up to go for a piss and she bit him. She's lying her back like that, lying in a coma, I'm sitting petting
her. Not taking him on at all.
No, it's just, she bit him.
Yeah, is that the one as well? Like, she won't do it. Wait till you turn your back.
Aye. Oh, wee she's a wee cunt.
Wait till you turn your back.
She would turn her back and bite you in the back. In the back ankles. You know what I mean?
I was over helping him paint a fence one day, and she was trying. I said, hey, listen, see that dog there? Yeah, you better put her in the house. I'll stomp her out. He's like, what? And I was like, because I never seen me around other dogs, and I have a wee, toodles. And I'll see you with toodles.
Fucking bully.
As soon as one goes to bite me, I'm fucking, look. No, you know what I mean? don't be at that.
My brother Dave kicked her. And Elaine was into and I was like, fuck sick, because she was snapping. He was up in the attic when it was the time we were putting the cameras on the house. My dad's just going up to the attic and fucking, I'm too fat, I'm not going up there to try and crawl through some fucking attic. And Dave went up and David came back down. I thought the dogs were out the back. And David came down, grabbed a ladder, put him in the water, kicked up a fucking. Dave's just like, well, yeah, Jim, that fucking dog bite me, I'll break its fucking neck.
Well, what are you going to do then?
But it's a shite bite, she wouldn't even break skin. You think skin. That's. Well, we'll bring it over and we're like, we'll see.
That's why I don't go to jail.
You hit that garden flavor. But either she's a bad, like, we talked her at a beach years ago. She just saw me by the beach. She nipped me again. But we found out the hard way.
My
we
beach.
When we were living down the bog, shout out to BSRY scumbags. But fuck them all.
It's not the BSRY, it's the BRY.
What a.
Bogside, one word.
Oh, I'm on about the Bishop Street Republican Union. We made it up, but we were stand for something.
So this was your gang. You actually had a gang growing up.
But we were stand for something.
I have no idea what I'm going to have to edit or anything, but I know we've got it in this. It's fucking great. I'm enjoying it so much. Right, okay. Glenn, it's been great to have you. Grazzy, Brizzle, Brazy, Brozel, great to have you. Jerome.
Waterside.
Just kidding. Jermaine, yeah. Good to have you.
Jamal.
Irish Joe, good to see you again, as always.
Can't hang Jermaine.
Yeah, I always remember you from the we clipped the guy over in England. What? Well, I'm Jermaine. On the video.
I'm from the block. You know who I am, bro?
That's right.
Jermaine from the block, innit?
Yeah. Shut up, bro. Your mum, bro.
Before we start a fucking sectarianist riot, we're going to go ahead and go. And we're going to play you out with Rossborough, Fall to Earth. I fucking love this song. I love the video as well. Where can people catch you? We've got a few English listeners as well. I know you do some tours over sort of UK and stuff. Where's the best place to hear you?
I'll be going from the whole way from Glasgow, the whole way down to London. So on December. So
just look out for the name Rossborough.
Just go on my Facebook and you'll be able to get some tickets from there.
Links in the description as well for John Deary and the Heads, where Grazzy Brizzle plays bass, so you can easily figure out his name. There's no point in us saying this the whole show if you can just look
keeps
up the group.
Happy.
Jermaine, we'll next week we'll play a song from Floss Masters.
Yeah. Oh, dude, man. Could you still have a CD, no?
No, fuck no.
Oh, it's a tip. But
we got Irish Joe in with a song I wrote for him called Father.
Oh, wow.
That's all next week. Just kidding.
What's your song about? The one that
we'll play it and you'll have about you have a listen then you'll be able
I don't
to figure
want
to it
listen,
out.
I'm going. Trying to promote a song here, like you're.
All
fucking...
right, okay then. The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. This is Rossborough with Fall to Earth. Good night. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Should we believe in God?
So,
kicking up dust in this new terrain. So unfamiliar, but I'm already sick. Blowing your head again. There you go, marching.
Bloody Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.